This is a Dead Tribe Paranormal short. A short story submitted by one of our fans. If you have a story that you'd like to submit, email Dan Gilman at DannyEcho@echopodmedia.com.
Hi, this is John. I'm with Dead Tribe Paranormal, and we're here today at the Hempstead House, and we're sitting here with Pat, who would like to share a story.
I lived in Ledyard ever since 1963, when my father was stationed in the Navy, and I still live in the same house. Well, off of Colonel Ledyard Highway on Lambtown Road, the one that goes from Colonel Ledyard to Pumpkin Hill, on that road, there's an old house. It's from 1750s.
Okay.
And it was belonged to the original Crouches. Crouches were people that were, they were Quakers. They lived in there, and it was handed down through the Quaker people. They were originally coopers that made barrels, and they came down through the family on the maternal side, and the same family had it into intermarried. They became the Watrouses in the 1970s, was the last Watrous to live there. And so I have a friend who was the third owner after the Watrouses, and she lived there in the 2000s.
Okay.
And she lived there probably at least 5 years, I would say. And I was friends with her, and I went to visit her. And I had introduced her to a lady who was a medium from Michigan that was living here temporarily, that went over there to do a ghost investigation. I don't remember the name of their group, but they did it free for people, homeowners. Because my friend said that there were about 4 or 5 ghosts on the property. She told me about it first, and then I introduced her to this lady who I met through a class I took about ghosts. So the lady came over by herself just to see what she thought of the property, if she picked up anything. Then she said, I'll be back with my crew at midnight on a certain day. This was like probably 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I had gone there a couple of days after the first lady came. They hadn't been there with the crew yet. And she said, my friend was telling me about the lady, the psychic lady coming over. And as we were talking, all of a sudden I heard in the basement under the kitchen a great big noise. It sounded like somebody slammed a big door in the basement. And I said to my friend, Janet, is your husband home? Is there somebody here, your brother, maybe somebody's visiting? Who's in the basement? And she's like, nobody. And I said, what's that noise? She said, that's the noise. I said, what noise? And she said, the noise. The ghost noise.
So she knew about it.
She knew. She was already experiencing a lot of things. So then I was talking to her some more about this team of paranormal people that were going to come over. And then right above our heads in the bedroom, above our head, we heard this great big bam. Like, it sounded like a huge family Bible about 4 inches thick fell off of a dresser or something. It was a big bang right above our heads. And I said, oh my God, what was that? And she said, that's the noise again. And then about 5 minutes after that, right about 10 feet from us in the kitchen, we heard what sounded like a car door slamming, but it was in the kitchen and there was nothing. We walked around looking for stuff. What it could it be? Nothing. And so it was the ghost's noise. So that she invited me to be there when they had the paranormal people come from midnight till 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
A certain night. And it was in the winter, and it was cold outside, but she had a great big fireplace you could almost walk in. And we were right in front of the fireplace, and she had cheese and crackers and all inside her. So all the ghost people were around doing their thing. And her and I went to the kitchen area to get some snacks to come back to sit before the fire. And we were in the warm part right by the fire walking. And just as we were walking towards the fire, a ghost, well, this is what I think it is, I felt icy cold right through me from in front of me, through me, and then out my back.
Wow.
And it felt like a bone-chilling cold, but it was going through me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I looked behind, and she said to me, "Did you feel that?" And I said, "The cold?" And she said, "Yeah, it went right through me." I said, "Me too." So we called the paranormal people, and they came with their EVP things.
Yeah, digital recorders.
And I could feel the column. I was, like, looking for it, feeling around, and I could feel the column of cold air, and their EVPs picked up right in that column of cold air.
Wow.
Yeah, and there was nothing that, they said there was nothing that it could have been else, I guess wires or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Electrical.
Yeah, from the power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she ended up, when the original investigators came, they had said to the owner, "Don't tell us anything except when the house was built, also when there was additions and when they were built, what year."
Mm-hmm.
So she told them 1750s, and during the Civil War, an addition for the kitchen was made, extending the back of the house. So she didn't tell her about out of any of her haunted experiences there. And when the mediums were there walking around, they picked up on 5 ghosts. There was one older lady who I think was the grandmother of a man I know who I grew up with, his daughter. So it would be a great-grandmother of the friend I knew in school. And she was a Victorian lady. My girlfriend had seen her, and the medium saw her at different times. And she had a high collar, dark dress, tight bun, Victorian type era, kind of a scowly look on her face because she was stern. That was one ghost. Then there was 2 girls upstairs who, one was around 12, one was around 9-ish, and they were at the bedroom at the top of the stairs, and my girlfriend had the history given to her by one of the owners, the last owner from the 70s,
okay,
stopped by to give her the written history that, mm-hmm, no, it wasn't in a library or any historical place because it wasn't worthy of the history people, because it wasn't like a sea captain, it was just Cooper's. And so she knew the history but didn't tell the mediums. But these 2 girls up in the top bedroom died of dysentery, I think it was. It was a disease with a D. I think it was dysentery.
Yeah.
And they died of dehydration.
Wow.
And the fever in that bedroom. They were in quarantine. And then there was 2 men ghosts, one around 40-ish, that would come and go, and he would rattle the door around 9 or 10 o'clock at night. At the same time, he would have been coming in from the barn every night. He would rattle this door that he used to enter through. And then there was an old man bent over that her husband used to see out in the barn area. So those are the 5 ghosts.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, interesting story. So you've been holding on to that for a while.
I tell people who are interested in ghosts about that because I think it's really cool.
Yeah.
But I was never afraid.
Is that kind of what got you interested in it?
Oh, no, I've been interested in ghosts since I was little because my father came from Ireland, and there's a lot of superstitious people with Ireland.
Yes.
And my mother's side of the family was the most superstitious. They had my great-grandmother was a Scottish midwife and healer.
So when you heard about this meet and greet tonight, you were excited.
Yes.
Yeah, these are a bunch of good guys.
Yeah.
Thank you for telling your story, Pat.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Have a good night.
Thanks for listening to Dead Tribe Paranormal. After you're done, please listen to our other podcast, Rock Stories. In this series, we meet with music artists and bands that are out there keeping the scene alive. We capture and share their stories with you, the fans, and use their music as a soundtrack. Also look forward to new shows like Audibly Anonymous, the show where you, the listener, can anonymously share your deepest secrets. Please visit our website at echopodmedia.com and sign up for our email list on the homepage. Unapologetic is the word that best describes the premier spoken word to music album from Lori Adver. Veering is 19 tracks of edgy poetry served on a platter of crazy rock and electronic music. You can listen to and purchase Veering by Lori Adver at echopodmedia.com under the music tab.
Hello, world.